Blog Talk Radio.
Give me 1 second. I need to get it to record, and it's not recording at this moment. Give me 1 moment. Allow me 1 moment while I get it to record. 1 moment. Okay, it looks like I'm on air. All right. If somebody could be so kind and let me know if they can hear me.
We can hear you.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right, so like I was saying, now it's recording, about envy. That envy is a dangerous thing to have in one's life. The person that has envy doesn't realize that they're walking in this envy. But some of the signs of this spirit of envy that invites other spirits are a spirit of depression and anxiety. The person becomes prejudiced. They become unhappy. And so, like I was mentioning about a coworker, she didn't see this in her own life, but it came out of her own mouth that she had depression, that she had anxiety. There was even a lot of fear in her. And this is not something that I'm saying. It came out of her own mouth. And so envy is like a COVID flu, that if you let it in, it's going to contaminate your mind. And you won't feel whole. It'll be hard because you'll feel like you're in a hole and you can't get out of it. And so the Word of God talks about those that are the tragedy of the wicked and the blessedness of trusting in God. Those that trust God, depend on God. They seek God. Their hearts are pure. They seek God. And as they're seeking God, they're seeking God's guidance, and God leads them in the way of righteousness. But these people that are wicked, and they're looking at everybody else and they're envying everybody else, they don't realize it. They don't see it in themselves. They see everything that's wrong with everybody else. A person that's envious tends to compare themselves with other people to the extreme of having a high level of envy. We would consider that a lot of narcissism. And people with envy tend to have a level of narcissism, some more than others. It's not like, oh, you're a narcissist and that's it. No, that selfishness, that pride is in different levels. And it's in different parts of our lives. So an envious person is not satisfied. So I was talking about this, a boss. Have you ever seen a boss that's never satisfied with your work? They're always demanding. They don't have compassion for anybody. They're never satisfied. No matter how good you do your job, they're never satisfied. They want perfection, and that's not. And they're envious. They're always looking at what the Joneses have. And so we have bosses that are that way, and they have no compassion for their employees. And so, but yet there are others that are caring about their employees, and they're there for them and understand that they need a little more time. A person that has envy has pride. And this is not what I'm saying. Psalm 73:6, it says, therefore, pride, series, pride serves as their necklace. Violence covers them like a garment. So you see, what envy, a person that's envious, they have. Okay, that was Prophet Randy letting me know that he can hear me. So a person with envy has violence in them. They have pride. And this, they're never satisfied. It's like a bottomless pit. They're argumentative. They're always fighting. And don't get the person that's quiet to not have that envy. Sometimes being a passive aggressive is a form of envy too. They can be quiet and pretend not to, but behind your back, they'll be talking about you, and they're all nice and quiet, and they don't hurt a fly. And how to deal with envy? How do we deal with envy if we have it in our lives or we see it in other people's lives to identify it? We need to be more compassionate with others. We need to ask God to help us improve. The world is always doing self-improvement, but that's not going to help you to improve, to be better. You're going to still be always seeking to make yourself better, and you're not going to find that satisfaction. But the only one that can change you is God. So ultimately, all the things that you may do, you can't do it without God's help. God is the only one that can help you to be compassionate. God is the only one that can help you to improve yourself. God is the one that can help you to be grateful for what you have. God can help you not to be a hostile person, that passive-aggressive person, you know, being angry inside. Anger turns into depression, turns into anxiety. These demons invite each other. An envious person will have that anger. They'll be hostile to other people as their object of envy. So, why is that envy there? Because they want to be like that person. It's an admiration. And you'll say, no, I admire you. I don't do things the way you do it. I wish I could do things the way you do. And it's hidden. It's hidden. They wish to be like you. And so you have to be careful with people like that, because we don't know to what extent they can get to hurt you. And they think in their own right that they're okay, that they can hurt you and that you don't deserve it. But they don't do anything to improve themselves. They want the big houses. They want the business. They want this. They want that. But they don't move a finger to become better at what they're doing. You see? So envy also invites a spirit of laziness. And so we have to be real careful with that. So this woman says that, and this is how I know there's a laziness about this spirit of envy. This person, this employee says, I want a sugar daddy, someone to take care of me. And this person's married already. And they're thinking about having somebody else because they want what other people have instead of working on what they have and doing their part. And they asked me, they told me that they were going to get divorced. And they asked me, do I have to clean the house and do all this even though I want to get divorced? And I go, well, you're under the same roof. You're still supposed to clean the house. You're supposed to do your wifely duties until there is a divorce. And she was not happy with she was not happy with that. I'm like, God is looking at what you're doing, not what the other person is doing. He's looking at your life. Now, their life is apart. That's between them and God. A customer will be very demanding, no matter how excellent your service is. Yet they aren't excellent in their own personal lives. They may blame others for a job not done the way that they want it. And they blame. They
they want you to do better. I've seen that happening with customers, you know, and you're like, what, really? not towards me, because I always go above and beyond, but I've seen it with other employees and over petty stuff. There's certain degrees of this envy, and some are more obvious than others, but it's a dangerous thing. And Psalm 73:18 says, surely you get them in slippery places. You cast them down to destruction. So the people that you're seeing that are not walking with God, that are envious and doing all this, and they get away and they have more, and they may be having more and more and more, but they're not walking with God. They're walking on a slippery slope. They're in a slippery place, because in a moment it can all change for them. And then when it does, they run to the world for help instead of running to God from the beginning to give them guidance. They're consumed with terror once they're in trouble. They don't know what to do. And we've been seeing a lot of things on media, social media. There's this one young man that took his life away. Why did he take his life away? He was depressed and nobody knew it. He took his life away. And there's a lot of mental illness nowadays because of all the things that are happening, because their trust is not in God. Their trust is in things. Their trust is in money and having houses and having this and having positions, having careers. But they're not putting their trust in God. So when things go haywire, they don't have hope. They can't find it anywhere. It's only temporary. If they do, it's only temporary. It's not satisfying. So as the days get darker, we need to examine ourselves and make sure that our eyes are not on things, the things of the world, and on God. Because he will give us guidance as we keep our hearts pure and we seek him and God and be led by his guidance. I seen two professors in two different colleges where I used to go to, and they were pretty awful with the students. And some time went by, but eventually, before you knew it, at a change of a blink of an eye, they were fired. One wasn't given the opportunity to come back again. The other one was charged with certain things. And he did it for so long that he didn't think anyone would do anything to him. So he hurt a lot of people. Just the other day, a friend of mine, and I'm trying to give you examples of what envy does and what it does to a person over time, how they treat other people. This person that was envious about other people's position but was lazy, was always demanding. It was a customer of a friend of mine that we were praying over, this particular person. It was like every week something was new, no satisfaction, including – one of the bosses went to look at the place where the complaint was all about, and the place was, there was nothing wrong. But this person was being wicked. In fact, they wanted someone to come to his house, a particular employee to come to his house to clean his house, and he would pay them. But they advised the young woman not to go. And so he made life miserable for her. Kind of harassed her in different ways. But this person who was envious about everybody and was lazy about his own job and making everybody miserable and always demanding, finally got fired. There were a host of other things that were wrong. And so that's what happens with people with envy. It's not just one area. It's many areas that it affects their lives. And before you know it, they slip and they go into destruction, and one thing after the other starts happening. So this person was reprimanded and they got fired. And so we didn't pray for this person to get fired, but for this person to realize that they were doing wrong, but they refused to change. They refused to be godly. They were wicked. And verse 19 says, oh, how they are brought to destruction as in a moment. So you see, in a moment, all this made, God gives opportunities. He's slow to anger. He tries with them, but they won't listen. Just like these professors didn't listen. Just like this one young woman is about to lose her marriage, and she's going to have a wake-up call when she sees that life is not the way that she thinks it is because of her envy about what everybody else has, and she thinks that she deserves it, but she doesn't do anything to make it better. You know, people that are envious, they're lazy. They don't work. They won't do anything to do something better for life. They just want what other people work hard for. They're a wonderful marriages. They take hard work. Businesses, they take hard work. But people only see what they desire, but they don't see the hard work that people do to obtain what they have. The home that they have, all the years that they've put in, the discipline that they put in to have a home, to have what they have. And people envy that and think that, oh, well, why should they get it? It takes hard work. So, like I was saying about that gentleman, he got fired. God said, enough is enough. When God wakes up and he sees what's going on, he gives you time. But then when enough is enough, that's it. But those that trust in God will be blessed. He vindicates them. He protects them. He guides those that trust him with his counsel. But how can they have his counsel if they're not seeking his word? That's where you're going to find your counsel. When we take God, the strength of our strength comes in our hearts, in our minds. He is our portion forever. Then in our trust, we gain strength and are able to declare his word, his work. It takes time. It's not something that's overnight. It takes time to grow in God. And so the days ahead are dark. Don't wait till things get bad for you to start seeking the Lord. And if you have more of God, seek him even more, because we don't know what counsels God has for us. And if we're not seeking him and we're not reading his word, we're not looking for his guidance, we may not be able to make it. We may end up being like the wicked. And we don't want that. But it's our choice. It's not God's choice. God is for us. He wants us to choose life. Trust takes time. Takes time spending in his presence, in his word, letting him guide you with his good counsel. Spend time near God. Drop the overwork. Sometimes we do too much overwork. Drop the social media. Drop the entertainment. Drop being a man pleaser. Put God first. Watch that spirit of envy. All right. I'll be taking some calls tonight. And I do apologize for all the confusion. I try to get this fixed. I believe Prophet Randy was the one that helped me fix this. I do apologize. I'm trying to work my phone. All right. I'll begin with my first caller. One moment here. 828-989, your name and where you're from. One moment.
This is Jennifer from North Carolina.
All right, Jennifer. All right, give me one moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. Thank you, Father God. I see the wheels turning. I see the wheels turning. Things making sense. Sort of like the inside of a cuckoo clock. When one wheel is off, it kinks up all the rest. And I see finally the wheels are turning, one turning the other one and the other one and the other one. And I sense that the Lord is making sense of certain things, which are making other things slow. And that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing those wheels turning. They're making sense. Things are on time now. Things are moving. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, for allowing her to see, allowing her to move now. And I thank you, Lord, and we bind the enemy from any maneuvers against this progress right now in her life. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God, to allow her to get things moving. Yes. Thank you, Lord, to get things moving in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for that, because it is you, Lord. It is you. It is you and your word guiding her and showing her. Thank you, Lord. I sense that, Jennifer, that God is moving in your life, and it's because you're seeking him. And the more you do that, you're going to notice other things moving too, sort of like a pressure when there's something clogged up in pipes, and there's a pressure that the water that comes behind it and flushes everything out. It tends to be that way. And the washing of the water of the word is flushing all these things out that shouldn't be there, and cleansing that way you're getting what God wants from you, God wants for you, in Jesus' name. This is what I'm getting. In Jesus' name, amen. Jennifer,
amen.
How are you?
Wow, that's such confirmation. I actually had a vision exactly of these wheels that you're speaking of. It was probably like a week and a half ago, but I wasn't quite sure what it meant. But it was very, very clear vision. It was like one wheel going the other way, and like they were going towards each other, and they were like, it was like keys that were clicking. It was very, very vivid, but I wasn't able to make sense of it. So that's just confirmation. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, momentum. You're gaining momentum, and don't stop, because the enemy is that tricky. He's going to try to make you stumble if he could. But keep your trust in the Lord, and keep yourself in the word. Allow him to continue counseling you and guiding you in everything that you're supposed to be doing. You're going to see other things unlocking, other things opening up. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, he has.
Don't
been,
lose the momentum.
Yes, yes. I actually used that word today in a conversation with someone, so. Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Well, that's not coincidence. That's the Lord, you know. Mm-hmm. When we allow ourselves to be used, he's the one that's flowing, doing the ministering. We are just the vessels. And so it may mm-hmm. sound like Carmen, but it's the Lord speaking.
Yes, it's so encouraging, because you know he sees you, and he hears you, and he's with you and for you and working all things out. So it's just very mm-hmm. encouraging. He's really been revealing a lot to me lately. And so I just give him glory. I just thank
Praise
you, Lord,
Lord,
for seeing me. Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Do you have a testimony? I love hearing testimonies. I always ask about that. Do you have a testimony about the Lord, what he has done for you this past week or past month?
Well, for several months, he's just been, this is like an onion peeling back layer after layer, revealing, I don't know really how to explain it, just traumas in my life. You know, he starts with one, and then, like, all the way back through my childhood, just making the connections. And then as he reveals, he shows me like how that trauma came about and how it's impacted my life and how I got to, you know, like think certain things. And he's just been healing, doing deep, 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 deep healing in me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been, he's been setting me free from a lot of things and giving me a peace that surpasses all understanding. So I'm really
feeling
present.
Well, it sounds like you're doing the work. You're allowing God to work in you, and you're doing the work too by drawing nigh to him. So that sounds like an awesome thing, you know. And like I was saying, those that are envious about the good life that other people have are usually people that are lazy, that are not looking for things to work at. They don't allow, they want the easy stuff, but they're not doing anything to draw closer to God to help them to get better. And it sounds like you are. So that's what I'm saying. Don't lose the momentum of that. Don't allow the enemy to stop you from continuing in the things of God, because God has more. As we draw closer to him, he draws closer to us. It's almost like you move an inch, he moves an inch. And so the more you do this, you're going to see more and more in your life. You're going to see more breakthroughs in your life. So stay there. And when you're down, the best thing to do is call PGN, call a godly friend to pray, you know, because we're not always up on the up all the time, you know. And so we need help. We need help sometimes to get back on track. And so that's what we're here for, to keep you guys back on track, because we know that it's not always easy. And so it sounds like you're doing really great from the last time that I talked to you. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
It's really painful, but it's just so much freedom. Just in that surrender and that obedience, it's worth it all. And you know, I know it's not just me. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's God. Yes. It's God doing it through you. And so as you gain more freedom, the lighter you're going to get, and you're not going to feel the same way that you did before. I was watching a testimony of this one lady that I heard many years ago, over 20, 25 years ago. And her name was Carol Kornacki, and she was a ex-witch. And I saw her today after many years, and she's still going strong. She's had a lot of things happen in her life that haven't been good, but she continues to serve the Lord. And you can tell that there is a love and a strength that she has from the Lord. And she's been abused since she was young. Her father had an accident and caused him to have mental illness after that from some surgery that they had done on him. And so as a child, she was mistreated and mistreated by ex-husbands, and but God set her free. As she sought the Lord, God set her free. And even after all these years, this lady must be in her 70s, I think. After all these years, she's going strong and she looks good. And that shows you that when God is in your life, you even look young. You even look young. And so this lady, not that, you know, that's always the case, but I see that in her face, that all the things that she's gone through has been for a purpose, and God had a plan in her life. And she was a drug addict and all these things, and she could have stayed stuck in that and could have been, who knows, she would have been dead by now. But she gave her life totally to God, and she ministers. She still ministers out there. And she was, she had started learning about the things of God through the Benny Hinn ministry. And so it was just so amazing to see her after all these years. I was like, wow, she looks the same like when years back. She doesn't look any different. And I'm like, wow. This is the power of God in our lives. When God is in our lives, he preserves us. He serves us inside and out. And so praise God. And so God is moving is what I'm seeing. God is moving in your life. Amen.
Well, it's wonderful to have a word with the vision that I had. You know, I could still see it so clearly. It's if you're speaking, as you were, you know, praying.
Wow.
I see these wheels turning that I saw. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Is there anything else you would like to say or ask for prayer for?
No, I think I'm good. I'm just very encouraged. And just thank you so much. I really enjoy listening to you. So,
well, I love coming on, but I've been waking up at 3 a.m. and it's been rough. But I'm back. I'm using my phone now. My computer is on the blink. So I'm praying for a new computer or that God will provide for new things. So thank you, Jennifer. God bless you. You have a wonderful week.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Give me a moment here. All right. Next number, 251-227. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Sarah from Alabama.
Sarah. All right. Okay, give me a minute. Thank you, Lord, for Sarah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, Sarah, I sense the Lord is saying, thank you, Lord, for Sarah, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. I sense the Lord saying that he's going to show you some different things. And it's up to you either to allow God to move in that area or not. He doesn't force anyone. He doesn't force anyone to do anything that they don't want to, but he's showing you something, a better way of doing things. God is going to show you. If he's not already showing you, there's some things that you need to change, that he wants you to change. But it's for your good. And it's things that you've always done the same way for a long time. And it may feel hard to change at first, but over time, you're going to see the difference that it will bring in your life. This is what I'm sensing and I'm seeing. There's a change. There's a change. I see a turning. But God wants you to trust him. Don't resist. Don't resist it. Trust him in this change. Trust him in this change. And as you seek his word, you're going to see those things that he's going to show you. And trust me, it's going to be for your good. Feels hard at first because we're not used to it. And so God's ways are the natural way, but sometimes we're brought up a certain way and we're so used to that we do things mindlessly and don't realize that that's not God's way, that God has a better way. His thoughts are higher than ours. And so as you allow him, he's going to start showing you. But don't resist it because it's harder that way. It's almost like you're pulling. Have you ever had your kids when you're in the street and you're pulling them one way and they're resisting you and they're pulling another way? They don't want to go that way. You're like, no, it's this way. No, it's over. And they're battling with you and you're showing them, but they're young and they don't know that this is the better way. This is the way that they're supposed to go. And so this is what I'm sensing, and this is God's love for you. He's going to show you something great so that things are better for you. He's going to show you this. So don't resist it. Don't resist it. And I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in Sarah's life, Father God. I thank you, Father. I ask you, Father God, that you allow your Holy Spirit to give her guidance, help her, because the Holy Spirit is our helper. Help her in all your ways, Lord. Help her, Father God, to not resist the change, but to embrace it in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for those changes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Sarah, Father God, for that willingness. Thank you, Lord, for that teachable heart in Jesus' name. I just sense it's a different area in your life. So don't think that it's everything. There's a particular area in your life that he's going to be working on. And this is good. This is a good thing. Amen?
Amen.
Hello. Amen. You know, I'm not quite understanding what it all is about. You will probably know what it is. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in Sarah. Thank you, Lord, for letting her see with your eyes. Thank you, Lord, for letting her see with your eyes, for not being deceived by the enemy, Father God. And so she sees with your eyes. She sees plainly in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Sarah,
amen.
How are you, dear?
I'm great. How are you?
better now. Better now. how's your daughter?
Oh, she's doing pretty good, actually. She's doing pretty good.
All right. Is there anything you want to pray about or give a testimony?
Well, the testimony is what you just, the Lord gave you to say tonight is so true. It's just some things I need to switch around, but I'm going to let him do it instead of me meddling. And you know how we say, God, that's okay. I'm going to help you out. But he doesn't need any help. So.
Well, what we have to say, okay, God, how do I do this? How do I go about doing this your way? And, you know, it's not that we're meddling, but we need to ask him how to go about doing it, how to give us the instructions, the counsel on how to do it exactly, to work smarter and not harder, because sometimes we think it's one way, and that's when we mess it up. And it's a lot harder for us to get things done. And we're like, well, I thought it was this way. Well, you didn't ask. You knew that I wanted this to be changed, but you didn't ask how, and you didn't ask for my help. So in everything we do, seek his help. Say, God, help me. Show me what I have to do. Help me while I'm doing it. And he gets the glory. He gets the glory. He gets the glory.
Because, you know,
so
when you look at it, it's...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
When you look at it, it's like Jesus, he's like a gentleman, you know. He's not going to, you know, if you're going to sit there and do it, and then, you know, and he's not going to say, okay, well, you know, we're both going to tussle with it. Okay? No?
Yes.
You're going to do it or he's going to do it. It's not going to be a tussle. So it was just what you said tonight was very prophetic. I mean, it was on the ticket there. It
wow.
was from the Lord. Yeah, from the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He's there for us to guide us and help us. We're not to do it alone. And we're not to do it, not to let God do it, because it has to be a joint effort. It has to be a joint effort. We both do it, seeking him. Okay, God, what do I do now? Okay, God, show me how to do it. And he's going to guide you. He's going to guide you. But as you seek him, remember what I spoke about at the beginning about those that trust God stay pure in heart. Mm-hmm. So as we stay pure in heart in his word, we're going to receive that counsel on what to do next. And it'll come so gently, so, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And don't think that it's all areas. He's just working on this particular area. Sometimes he pinpoints certain things in our lives, and he works on those areas. You know, it's almost like, you know how when you have your house, there's some areas in your house that you have to work on those hot spots. but the rest of the house is clean, but there's some hot spots in the house that you have to deal with. So that's how it is in our temple. God deals with us in our hot spots, and we have to work together. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, the Lord is really using you to tell, you know, to tell me, hey, this is what she needs help in. This is the area. So come forth and let the word shine. So, and it's doing it, you know, because I definitely needed to hear that tonight. Let him work it out and have that faith that he's going to do it, and he's going to do it in this particular area. So,
so we won't slip. So we won't get into trouble as we seek him. And so he shows us how to do it. He shows us how to do it. It sounds so simple, but some days it's not that simple. But as we seek God and we continue to, and when you get stuck, that's what we have brothers and sisters for, to help us pray things through, to help us, you know, get through and guide us with counsel. And you know, God gives other people counsel, but in the midst of many advisors, there's victory, right? And so you're not in it alone. God is with you, and that's what the body of Christ is there for, too. Amen?
Amen, amen. And as you would continue to pray for me, that my health, like the turtle thing, remember you told me to just take it smooth and easy like the turtle. And so right now I'm just needing prayer for my health, and that's it. And it's basically the leg area, because sometimes I go real fast, but I've learned how to slow down. So just basically for the Lord to order my footsteps, continue to do that for my daughter and I, and that's it.
Yeah, I understand. Sometimes we have this energy, burst of energy, and we want to do so much, but we have to learn to, the words of a friend, pace ourselves. We have to learn to pace ourselves. And even though we have that energy, we finish what we need to do for today and never leave, you know, what needs to be done today for tomorrow, and then tomorrow is another day. But sometimes we want to do and do and do and do because we have this burst of energy and it hurts us, and we have to take care of our bodies, especially as we get older. We need to take care of our bodies even more. We need to rest. Sleep is very important. That's where our bodies get restored. I've been taking magnesium because it's been all the stress of work and the different hours and the chores from the house. It's been an overload. And so I've noticed that taking magnesium with my tea at night helps me get into that deep sleep. And a lot of times we don't get enough magnesium because of what we're not eating. We need to eat more things from the earth, vegetables, fruits and vegetables and things like that to replenish. And so sometimes all these things that are being grown don't have enough magnesium, so we need to supplement. And it's not wrong to do that, but it's just finding the right and the best kind of supplement to take care of ourselves. But what's important is sleep. sleep is very important. And as we get older, we need more sleep and water. We need to hydrate. Sometimes our jobs are very physical, and we need good water, pH water, to put back into our bodies to help us out. One of the things that I've been doing lately is, and I've recommended this to a friend, we were looking to see what was the best type of pH water, and there's one called Essentia. Essentia, something like that. It is good. It is good. I remember a testimony of this one lady that she had cancer, and she started inquiring about eating right and drinking pH water. And so she had restored herself, and she no longer has cancer. And so her health is a lot better. She says she has more energy. And this was a testimony that I heard years ago. She wasn't a believer, not that I think of. I don't think she was. But she was doing things in the natural that were helping her. And so we have to take care of our bodies, and even more as we grow older. And there are certain things that many people have, like allergies when they never had allergies when they were younger. And so the more you take care of yourself, the things that we used to do, we can't do anymore. And maybe that's what the Word of God was trying to tell you today, the things that he wanted to help you to change. Maybe that's it. That's it. You know, it's in your health. He's going to give you guidance on what to do for your body. Everybody's different. Everybody has different things that they need. They're not all the same. Some people can take apple cider vinegar. Some people can't. Some people can take eat a lot of greens. Some people need more meat. There's different things that work for everybody. And so you have to hear the Spirit of the Lord to guide you as to what is best for your body. But one thing I do know is water, good water, and rest. Good sleep and good eating, healthy eating. Amen. And because when you're sleeping well, you're able to tolerate flus and things that are coming at you, and they won't even touch you. I know of this coworker. He's a maintenance man, and he was telling me that he had COVID. He said he had COVID, but he was asymptomatic because he's healthy. But yet his wife has a lower immune system because I guess she has some health issues. You know, she has to be real careful because the last time she got COVID, it really did a number on her body. So when we're healthy, when we're sleeping, when our immune systems are up, there's a lot of things that will not touch us. So that wisdom comes from the Lord, from spending time with him. Amen. Hello, Sarah?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, so amen. Is there anything else that you would like to pray about or give a testimony?
What for you tonight?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
You will not stop.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I said I'm thankful that the Lord allowed.
You're breaking up. Hello? Oh, I think we lost her. Well, Lori, we thank you, Father God, for that, for Sarah. We ask you, Father God, to help her and with her health, give her wisdom, guide her, and bless her. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Our next caller, her phone went out, is 870-415, your name and where you're from.
Hello, my name is Savonda from Arkansas.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Shabundas from Arkansas.
Shabundas?
Yes.
All right. Give me a minute, and then I'll pray for you. Thank you, Father God, for my sister here, Shabundas from Arkansas, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that there's that you're there to help her in all the things that she has. And sometimes she may get overwhelmed, but you're there to guide her. You're there to give her assistance. You know, sister, I see you like carrying like a laundry basket, and it's full. It's so full, and it's so heavy. It's like you have so much to do, that there's so many things in your basket that you have to do, and it's almost like it's so heavy that you can't carry it. But the Lord says that he's there to help you. He's there to help you, that you're not alone, that you don't have the strength, but that he has the strength to help you to get it done, to get these things done. It may be heavy, but he's there for you. And just give it to him, and he'll carry it. God says, come to him, and he'll give you rest. So I see you with that heavy, heavy, heavy laundry basket. It's almost like you have so much to do. It's a lot of things. It possibly has to do with your family, your home. But God says even that, he's there to help you, to assist you, to show you how to do it easier. He'll help you to carry those burdens of what you're carrying. You don't have to do it alone. You don't have to do it alone. So I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life and the strength that you're giving her to accomplish the things that she needs to accomplish. I thank you, Lord, for those unanswered prayers that they're in your time, Father God. And we just thank you, Father God, for the timing. Your timing is better than our timing. You know when it's best that certain things happen. Sometimes God doesn't answer because it's not that it's no, but not yet. Not yet. But you continue to pray. You continue to seek him on the matter. No, God is not saying no, but not yet. Amen? Amen? Are you there, sister?
Amen. I had muted it while you were talking.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Amen. That's beautiful. And I receive it because just this morning, I couldn't even barely wake up good with a text message on my phone. And I said, you know what, God? I think I'm just going to stay at home and rest today and do my hair. And I was thinking about all the stuff I had to do, and this is constant stuff that I have to do, but I'm getting closer and closer to my due date to deliver this baby, and it's like more and more and more stuff seems to be popping up. So before I can even think, my husband had my kids cleaning up. I was like, oh, I mean, the person I was supposed to go to work, but I said, God, I'll just not today. And I never say no about this is a self-employed like job. I never say no. Because why not go get a little extra money whenever I have help with my kids or, you know, whatever it is. But this time I was like, you know what? I'm not worried about no money. I'm about to rest. I'm about to do my hair. And before I knew it, my husband had my kids cleaning up. And I didn't have to say nothing. I still fussed at them a little bit. But I didn't have to say nothing about me being overwhelmed today. Like, I just, and that's just what I said this morning. Like, God, I'm over it. I'm tired. And just like that, he's like, I'm just thank God because I realized I didn't realize that until now. I remember saying that this morning, but, you know, until now, I didn't realize how quickly he answered me just for something that simple. So
he wants to get the glory. He wants you to trust him in everything. But that's funny the way that I saw that, that it was like a basket and you had so many things. God is funny.
Yeah.
People. Wow, that's amazing. Oh, my goodness.
I'm like one of those people that, like, okay, of course you have to do laundry, but I'll be thinking about laundry, cleaning out the car, paying the bill. I don't know. I have so much going on in my mind, and then I'm thinking about too much at once that if I'm not careful, I'm already, you know, on the edge of being overwhelmed, but then if I'm not careful, it's just too much before, you know it. So, and that's another thing I need to, you know, pay attention to. Just, you know, taking into consideration, don't worry so much about something that I can ask for help sometime instead of, like you said, plain and simple, trying to just do it all myself.
Yeah, in the midst of many advisors, you have family members that can help out. But that's funny. God wants you to understand that in prayer, you put it up in prayer and you give it to him and you say, Lord, I need help with this. Send somebody to help me or give me wisdom or show me how to do this smarter in less time. And he'll do it. He'll do it. He'll make it happen. And before you know it, you were like, whoa, this usually takes me longer other days. Why did it go so fast this time? You know, because God was involved. So even in the small things, God wants to be involved, even in the small things. The things that you don't, that's on your mind, give it to him. He doesn't want us to be heavy with these things. You'd said that you were having a baby?
Yes, ma'am. I'm supposed to be due January 31st, but we will see.
Really? Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And is this your first child?
Oh, no. This will be, me and my husband had a few a couple of stillbirths and a miscarriage, but we have two older kids, like 10 and 12. So this is another baby. That's he's another boy. So we're waiting on him to come. And actually, I didn't find out until, it's actually a miracle pregnancy in itself because I didn't find out until I was 5 months. And it's like happened so fast that I'm like, oh, my God, my birthday's Monday. But then I'm Christmas around the corner. I don't even know. That's part of the being the overwhelm. I'm like,
wow. Well, happy early birthday. Wow.
Thank you.
Well, you know what? When you've had children like 10 years apart, it's like having your first, it's going to feel like it's the first time with this baby.
Right.
And so even the older ones, this is going to feel like a first pregnancy. So don't stress it. Let other people do for you. And, you know, first put it in God's hands early in the morning when you get up. Say, Lord, I can't, but you can. Help me or send people to help me to get this done. Amen. And don't overstress it. You don't need to do that. You know, you have to be real careful and take care of yourself.
Right.
You have to be real careful and take care of yourself and rest. Rest. We need our sleep.
Right. So that's another like, I was telling my husband, like, I can't, I didn't say it today, but other times before I've spoken about it, but today I was like, God, I'm just about to rest. Any other time, I'll go to work and volunteer my weekend, especially when my kids have something else to do, but I say, you know what, today I'm just about to rest. Even if I'm doing my hair, I'm still resting. I'm at home, I'm sitting down, I'm taking it easy, but I needed that, and it wasn't that I'm careless. I couldn't worry about if my employer, the person that was going to pay me for my job, I couldn't worry about if they were going to get upset about it because if I'm stressed out, what good is that going to leave me?
No, and the baby gets stressed out too. When you're stressed, they get stressed out. And the last trimester is the baby's growing in such rapid, at a rapid pace, it's taking more energy out of you because there's more, the baby's multiplying faster. So
absolutely,
you're going to feel tired, and it's normal. That's normal, but you need to rest. You need to hydrate and, yeah, rest. Don't risk it. It's not good to risk it. Let other people do it. I'm sure that they'll be more than happy to help you out, to bless you, because they know you need it. Because later on, the baby's going to keep you up. So enjoy it now. Enjoy it now. Yeah, until that child gets to the hours that they have to get up, you know. Maybe it might be I pray that it's a good baby and it sleeps through the night. But you need rest, and your body needs to restore itself. And it's a lot. The body's going through a lot. It's a child multiplying real fast. And so these last few weeks, your belly's going to get bigger because it's growing. I mean, it's growing. You may not notice it, but your legs will notice it. So lift your legs up. Yeah, and rest and eat properly and get your rest, okay?
Right.
And so let me pray over that, for that situation. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our sister, for this baby that she's carrying. We just thank you, Father God, for the blessing of this new child and this family. We ask you, Father God, to bless that child on the day that it's supposed to come into this world, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the health of the mommy and the baby. We ask you, Father God, that you would just touch family members, friends, to come around to help this sister with the things that she needs to get done. And Father God, we just thank you for your peace over that family. Thank you, Father God, for a pleasant delivery, a delivery that's memorable, that's wonderful. Let your presence be there with her, Father God, and her child. And, Lord, I just pray that the right doctor, the right nurses will be on call at the time that she has that baby, that she gets to the hospital in time. And we thank you for that. We ask you, Father God, for extra helpers for her family. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for that blessing. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else? You're welcome. Is this the first time that I've talked to you?
No, it's just sometimes, I may get to listen, but I may not. If you do get on, I may listen, but I may not, ask for a prayer. But, no, it's not been my first time. It's been a while, though.
Yes, yes. Well, I haven't been on because of a work issue and not having a computer, but praise the Lord, I'm back here.
Amen.
All right. Is there anything else you like prayer for, or like to say something or give a testimony?
No, ma'am. Quickly then did a double, triple blessed prayer for me.
All right. All right. I'm glad you're blessed. Well, be blessed. You have a good week, and you may not make it till next January. You know how that goes sometimes, but we pray that it's a good delivery.
Yes.
All right, girl.
Thank
you continue calling in, and we're here to pray for you and for your family.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. God bless you.
You too.
Bye-bye. Let's see this phone. All right. We have 234-327. Your name and where you're from. I'm sorry, I have looking on my phone. 234-327. Your name and where you're from. Okay, there's somebody that is in La La Land, and I know how that is because I do it too. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up
234-327. Father God, we ask you to bless your child in the name of Jesus. We ask you to give them sweet sleep tonight, that they sleep well, Father God, and are refreshed in the morning, revived, renewed. We ask you, Father God, for a blessing. A blessing on their health, Father God, that you would touch them, that you give them wisdom, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father God, for their financial needs, Father God, for their transportation, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for them in the name of Jesus.
Amen and amen. All right. Let's see. We have 334-590, your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Jayla.
Hey, Jayla, how are you? All right.
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, good, good. Bless. Give me a minute, and I'll pray for you. If you could put me on mute, and then when I call you, I'll be. It's much easier if you mute yourself. All right. Thank you, Lord, for Jayla. Thank you, Father, for Jayla. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for Jayla, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord, something about studying. I thank you, Lord, for those studies. I'm not sure if it's studying the Word or studying in school. I thank you, Lord, for what you're about to teach her, to guide her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for Jayla's life, Father God. I thank you for the direction that you're guiding her into, Father God. You never leave her. You never forsake her. You're always there with her, Father God. I see that sometimes you feel like, oh, man, God, there's nobody there, but he's there. He's there. He's there. Other people may not be there, but he's there. And I tell you, Jayla, the more you spend time in his presence, just thanking him for what you have and the blessings that he's giving you, you're going to notice something rising up within you, this gratitude rising within you. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And soon you're going to see yourself coming out of that and realizing how blessed you are. And as you enter that state of blessing, that you realize how blessed you are, it's almost going to attract other things to you. It attracts other things to you. Sometimes, you know, our state of mind, sometimes that's where our battleground is. That's where our battleground is. Sometimes we have to fight to not allow the enemy to impose these things on our thinking, to stop the enemy. And part of it is being grateful and praising him. Sometimes before the blessings come in, the praises have to go in. If you look in the Word of God, when God told Joshua to go into Jericho, what did he do? He gave him instructions to praise. And so as we praise, we knock down the work of the enemy in our lives and in whatever it is that we're praying for. And so we thank you, Lord, for the gratitude that's coming out of Jayla. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, Father God, and for tearing down those walls that the enemy is trying to put up. And we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for the breakthrough in her life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Jayla, are you there?
Amen. Yes, I'm here. I'm here.
Yeah, that's what I'm sensing. It's like we all have to go through that battle of knocking down walls that the enemy tries to bring up in our thoughts, in our thought life, to bring us down and to make us see things that are not there, that are opposing the mind of Christ. So worship,
and being thankful for what you have. And the more you see that, I mean, a lot of people just wait for Thanksgiving to be thankful, but we should be thankful every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the more thankful we are, the more we realize, wow, and God did this, and then God did that. And it just repels. It's a repellent for the enemy in our minds, you know? And so the
mm-hmm.
more grateful you are, the more you worship, it just repels the enemy. It's just, you know, like bug spray, kind of like bug spray, that it repels the enemy from bringing and dropping thoughts into your mind that are not true, because you are blessed and highly favored. You are blessed and highly
Amen.
Favored.
Amen.
How
Amen.
Are you, Jayla?
I'm making it. I can say it's been a pretty stressful month for me. A lot of things have just been coming up, and what you were saying about like me feeling alone and stuff like that, I've definitely been feeling like that for these past couple of weeks. And I don't know, I just sometimes like I try to be positive and optimistic a lot of the times. You know, like I feel like being able to come on PGN, I can like let my hair down and actually like get help and like get prayer for the things that
mm-hmm.
I'm going through, because in so many other areas in like my life in general, I just have to, you know, be the strong person and like, you know, have everything together and things of that nature. So it's just like, you know, just seeing how my life is going and the trajectory that it feels like, and like, you know, and I know that, you know, we walk by faith and not by sight, but it's just, it gets
mm-hmm.
hard sometimes when it's just like, you know, even coming on here and know, like, getting prophesied to and knowing, like, it's confirmation from things that God has already spoken over my life. But
mm-hmm.
when my life seems to look completely different, you know, than the things that God has said over me, and, you know, in general, it's just like, it gets to the point where it just gets hard, you know. And I feel like I'm at that point where it's just like I don't see my way out of some of the things that is going on. And it's like, you know, I feel discouraged in a way, because, you know, just seeking different resources and different, you know, trying to get help and things of that nature from what I'm facing right now, it's like it doesn't seem like anything is like really coming through. And I feel the pressure of everything right now, and it's just like I try to be grateful, I try to be thankful, and, you know, just keep
mm-hmm.
More or less try to keep my perspective on the right way. But it's just like, you know, it just gets discouraging when
mm-hmm.
every day you wake up and you see something completely different than what you're trying to train your mind to see or to feel, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's not easy. So,
you know, it's
yeah.
funny that you say that word, discouragement. I was talking to a friend, and this friend was having a lot of discouraging things happening involving work.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to pray, and I said, Lord, how can I bless this person? How can I encourage them, help them to be encouraged? And so I started looking on YouTube for some things that you can listen to about encouragement. And I started listening to it. And this was for the person, but I was getting encouraged.
Mm.
And I felt so good. And I was getting ready to go to sleep, and I'm listening to it. It did something to me as I listened to the word. As I listened to and I sent it to the person, and they listened to it, and they were so much better the next day. They had so much work to do, and they left it alone and started listening to the word of encouragement,
mm-hmm.
scriptures on encouragement, and they had a good day the next day because they
yeah.
put God first. You see? And I'm giving you
mm.
an example of what, and it was good for me, because the next day I felt even good too. I didn't need it, but it was good for me.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't going through anything, but this person did. So God did a double blessing there. So I encourage you to listen to words of scriptures on encouragement and worship. These are things that are like insect repellent. You know, the devil is like a little bug. And you want to get rid of it? It's wearing you out. You're hitting yourself because it's buzzing all over you and it's bothering you. It's in your mind. And the enemy's not letting you see the blessings of the Lord that you already have. You are blessed. So worshiping, being grateful, continue mm-hmm. listening to the word. Sometimes we can't even pray because we feel so bogged down. But when you start listening to the word, it does something to your spirit, man, and lifts it up. And listening to worship music, at first you can't join it. And then as the more you listen to it, and sometimes when you don't want to listen to it, that's when you got to listen to it the most. When it bugs you, that means there's something there that God wants to set you free from. You know, when you don't like it and you want to turn it off, leave it on.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it on and let it penetrate in your spirit. Let God do a work there. You know, sometimes the enemy's tricky. And it all starts with the mind. That's where your battlefield is. That's where you have to armor up and fight. Stand. You put the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, knowing that you're the righteousness of God, the girding of your loins about with truth. It's God's truth. What does God's truth say? That you're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, that you're blessed and highly favored. Seek all those scriptures. That's the belt of truth. The shoes are the preparation of the gospel, sharing God. The shield of faith. You got to block the enemy with the shield of faith, by believing what God says. The sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. Stay in the word. Armor up, and then go out and put the bug spray on the on the enemy. Worship him. Be grateful. Listen to the word. Sometimes, you know, the enemy knows you're getting close to a blessing, and that's why he comes to bother the most. And so you bombard him back, and you push him back, and before you know it, you're in your breakthrough. Amen?
Amen.
But it takes spending time with the Lord and trusting him and spending time and listening to his counsel and maintaining your heart pure before him and not getting into envy about what other people have or what. No, you are blessed. You are blessed. God is blessing you. You have to believe that. You have to believe that in him. And that's by spending that. Faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. Maybe turn on some CDs if you have CDs. Or you can get it on iTunes, you know, the scriptures or something, and then play that. And listen to that. When you're taking a nap, listen to the word. And anoint your home. Command those things. Do spiritual house cleaning. Command those things to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for all your goodness. The more you speak these things, do you know that, and I've talked about this before, the things that we say with our mouths, they've had a study in Japan. This one scientist, he was doing a research on water, and they were talking to the water, and they were speaking bad things to one jar of water, good things to the other jar of water, and over time, the same time for both, they noticed that the water that they were speaking good things to was clean. It didn't go bad. But the water that they were speaking bad things to went bad. Rotted. And so there's been other scientific research where they do it with food, with rice and things like that, and they'll speak things to it. So our words are powerful. What we speak, life and death
are in the power of the tongue. And so, and science is proving what God says in his word. It's not the other way around. So I was watching something about that again, about ice, and they were speaking to the ice. And then they looked at it under a microscope, and they were seeing the ice crystals under the microscope when they were saying good things about it, different things about it, and how it would form a beautiful crystal when they were saying how beautiful it was and this and that. And so the bad words were on the crystal were a deformed crystal. And so we have to be careful what we say about our lives. We have to nip it in the bud and stop it and tell the Lord to help you to speak those words and look for scriptures. Look for scriptures that talk about the blessing, the how blessed you are, and then speak that over. And don't, you have to be careful what comes out of your mouth. Like I was listening to this minister, and what he was saying that a lot of people have sicknesses on them because they've spoken the same thing. Oh, my mama had cancer. Well, I guess I'm going to have cancer. No, you curse it in the name of Jesus. I am not going to have cancer. My mama may have had cancer, but I'm not going to have cancer. I break that. I break those curses off of me, off of my family, off of my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, whoever else is after that, in the name of Jesus. And you don't join with the negative. You speak life into your life. Amen?
Amen.
But part of being grateful and seeing the blessings, and the more grateful you are, the more things you're going to start seeing that are going to come out. And beautiful things are going to come out. And, you know, I was thinking about that over my life. I've gone through a lot of stuff. And I was, like, thinking, man, I'm blessed. I have this and this and this and this and this. Before, my list was getting longer and longer and longer. And the people that surround me, I've been blessed with. I'm like, I'm a blessed woman. I'm blessed and highly favored. So you have to believe it. And a lot of the things that are spoken spiritually manifest physically. Okay?
Mm.
And this is not a New Age thing either. This is the Word of God. We speak life. We speak life, not death. And that's our battleground. That's where we have to fight. And you have to do some fighting. Okay?
Okay.
So worship, gratitude, maybe write a book, have a book of the things you're grateful for, and keep adding and keep adding. Before you know it, you're like, wow. And I know that I have a lot that God has blessed me with, and it's provoked jealousy in other people. And I'm like, why are they so jealous of me? And I'm like, look, God has blessed you with all of this.
Wow.
Spiritually, physically. And then you start noticing, and I'm like, yes, I'm blessed. I am. God has been blessing me. I mean, I have all the money in the world. Yeah, I'm not rich. Not yet, at least. But God is, see myself.
Right.
Not yet. Not yet. It's coming. But there's work to be done. Amen?
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm trying to say?
I am. I really am. Thank you for that.
So start doing that this week. And next week, let me know what happens. And start writing it down, because we forget. If you don't write it down, sometimes you forget. Get a notebook. Write a gratitude book. And write everything that's happened to you that week. All the things, good things that have happened to you. Watch what happens.
Amen.
And then come back next week and give me a testimony of what God has done for you. Amen?
Amen. Looking forward to that.
All right. I'm going to be looking forward to hearing it.
Okay.
All right, girl. Do you have
anything
you'd like to pray about?
No, I feel like you just gave me a tool that is going to unlock some things that I need. So I really, I'm thankful for that, and I thank God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else you want to pray about?
No.
Okay. All right, girl. Well, then you have a wonderful week, and I'll be expecting that call next week.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, and same to you.
All right. God bless. All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see. 240-482. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses on. Your name and where you're from.
Hi, this is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hi, Valerie. Put me on mute, and I'll pray for you, and we'll get back.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Father. For Valerie, Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for Valerie. Thank you for blessing her, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing that Valerie, Lord, from North Carolina. There's a lot of people from North Carolina tonight. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Valerie's life. Thank you, Father. Iravosho tondororo koe ravosho andala nakai ravosho talavaki ravosho tandala rakai. Sondere niti ravosho tandala rakai. Thank you, Lord, for the lessons you have taught Valerie, Father God. The things that she has learned that have been painful, but there's been lessons that she's learned from that. She has not taken it for granted. Thank you, Father God, for those lessons. Thank you, Father God, because what she has learned, she's passing on and teaching others so that they won't go that way. Thank you, Father God, because there is humbleness with Valerie. She has been humbled, Father God. And thank you, Father God, because she is teachable. She has learned, and she has been teachable in the things that you've been wanting to show her and guide her in. Thank you, Father God. There's victory. There's victory because of her being humbled, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for the victory you've given her in those areas, that what the enemy has meant for evil, you've turned it for her good because she loves you and she's allowed you to work those things together for her good. Thank you, Father God, for her life. Bless her. Continue to bless her. I'm hearing that he's putting you to work. You're going to work, work, work. And I don't know what that is about. I sense that God is putting you to work. And if it's God putting you to work, then it's God for God's glory. I thank you, Father God. Give her wisdom in whatever it is that you're putting her to work. Bless her, Father God. It's time to work in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Valerie, are you there?
Yes. Yes.
All right. How are you?
I'm okay. I definitely, just, you know, everything that you said is so true. You know, just learning things and, painful lessons, but good lessons. It's just, you know, I'm still in the midst of that. It's still, you know, some challenging times. So, yeah.
And are you working in ministry or something, or at somewhere in the church or something like that?
I'm not. No, I have. You know, I've I I'm not currently serving at my church. I do attend church, but I'm not serving in ministry at the moment.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Are there people around you that God may be impressing on you to do or say something?
Because I sense that
the Lord is putting you to work. He's putting you to work. And it doesn't necessarily have to be under a church. It could be in your surroundings at work or maybe your neighborhood, something he has you to do. Are you sensing that?
Not really, but, you know, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Like, you know, one of the things that, you know, it's funny, earlier this evening I was thinking about one of my coworkers that is just very negative and never has a good day, you know, that everything is wrong. And this person, you know, will come to my office and, you know, come and, you know, like some people come and spread cheer. They come and spread doom and gloom. And so, you know, I prayed for this person earlier this evening, just, you know, praying that they would find joy and peace. I mean, you know, just healing, just, I mean, that, I don't know that there's anything, you know, I don't feel necessarily that there's something I'm supposed to be doing, but I prayed for this person, which I don't believe I ever
have
before.
That's probably a part of the work, praying for them. And, and when God releases you to say something, then you say it. But that's part of doing ministry. Ministry is working for the Lord. That's what I was hearing, work. It's time to, sometimes we want to just, you know, not say anything or do anything. Yeah. Prayer is important. But there's, how do I say this? There is ways where you can be, you can turn that around. The negativity, you can show that person without saying it, but God can give you wisdom on how to minister to that person in a loving way where they are built up, and then they come out and understand what God wants for them. They may be negative, but I think we all at some time or some point have been a bit negative, because that's the way the enemy works. That's where he wants to get us all.
Yeah.
But I sense there is some wisdom that God has put in you. I sense that. And so if he's putting you to work, there's some things in you that he wants to use, minister to other people with. What exactly that is, he's going to show you.
Okay.
I sense that you have it in you. Sometimes it's not working in churches that, you know, it's out there. It's out there in the world where God wants us to go and to minister. And so I sense you have it. You have it to minister to other people. God's going to use you.
Mm-hmm.
So allow yourself and... Yeah, prayer is powerful, the beginning of it. That sets the way to ministering. First prayer, and then God guides you as to how to minister to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so definitely, if you had her on your mind, then that's one of the people that God wants you to minister to. You definitely see a need. You see that need.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
So...
And it's like, you know, for me, rather than, you know, and it's funny because I, you know, to myself, I was like, I just don't want this negativity several times a day. You know, this is me kind of, you know, talking to the Lord. And then I prayed for, you know, for him. And, you know, but as I was praying, you know, I did kind of recognize, you know, this like, it doesn't come, you know, it's not just random, you know. Obviously he's, you know, from what I've heard from him, he's had, you know, a lot of disappointments in life and, you know, just like there's something there, you know? And so, I don't think I've ever prayed for him before. So I did, you know, this evening and, cause you know,
don't I think it's strange that that person is there in your life and that you're seeing this, you're plainly seeing, you're discerning these things, in this person.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, don't think it's strange. That's where God wants to minister to you, to help them in prayer. And then as he leads you, then you're going to open your mouth with whatever God arms you with to tell them as you're praying for them. And sometimes the best thing to do is pray for them in tongues. And you'll be surprised. God will give you something maybe to give it to them, a word to them in a gentle way where they become, you start discipling them without them realizing that you're discipling them. To draw them to the Lord, you know. Some people will accept it, and they are wicked no matter what you do, but God is giving that. God is long-suffering. He gives opportunities to everybody. But there's people that he puts us in to, you know, but let him use you to strategize how you're going to get that word to that person without offending them, or he's going to show you exactly how to say things. And so don't think it's strange that that person is in your life for that reason. God knows who he sends, you know, for he knows exactly who we need to minister to. Not everybody gets to minister. We don't minister to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He knows who to match up with that will listen. And so put it in prayer first. Don't go in the mistake of ministering without praying, and you're already doing that. And so when God releases you to say something, he's going to give it to you in a loving way, a way that's a powerful and anointed to touch that person, because we don't want to go in with our own words. We want to go in with the power of God, with God's anointing, and that's what's going to get them, and that's what's going to tell you, because they're not just going to be words. They're going to be anointed words. And so that's what I sense. God is going to use you. Amen.
Amen. I actually have a question about that. You know, I've received a few words over the years about prophesying to other people. And, you know, there have been some times where I have, you know, prayed and I, you know, definitely a spirit-led prayer. And, but, you know, I guess I don't feel like I know how to, you know, grow stronger in that area.
Well, sometimes ministering to people by giving them whatever words God gives you, that's a form of prophecy too. Giving advice is a form of prophecy too. We're all called to prophesy. All of us can prophesy. Now, the office of prophet, that's different. The prophet, is different. But to prophesy, we can all prophesy.
Right.
You know, and you have it in you. Because obviously, if God is giving you this person and this thing to do, he's going to equip you to do it. And so don't be afraid. It's going to come natural. God's supernatural is supposed to be natural for us. And so it's going to be natural. You're going to. That's why I say pray, and ask God how to minister to them. And sometimes he doesn't give it to you until you start opening your mouth and start ministering to them. And then you'll be surprised what comes out of your mouth. It's the Holy Spirit within you ministering to the person, and you're like, wow, that came out of me. But it wasn't you, it was the Holy Spirit. Wow.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit made me look smart, made me look, you know, wow. And it's not you. And when you let it happen, it's okay. It's supernatural. It's natural. It'll come out natural. And you're like, wow. I am amazed each week when I minister to people, the things that come out of my mouth, and I'm like, I didn't know that. And he just shows me.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, he'll show you picture.
Some people he'll show you, you'll know to say something or something that you had just read, or it comes in different ways. You cannot orchestrate that. You have to just trust and have faith that God is going to do it through you, and just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the things that you've learned, it's already in you. This is what I'm sensing. And God is sending you to do it because he knows that you're equipped to do it. He's equipped you to minister to that person. And so just go. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in Valerie. Lord, I just pray that there be such peace, that there be such ease, that it be such a time of just flowing in your words towards this other person, Father God, to minister to them. And, Lord, let it come out with such love, the love that you have for this person, the love that you have for Valerie, the love that you have for all of us, Father God. Let that love flow through her, Father God, to this person, and that the right words at the right time will come out to minister.
Mm-hmm.
And not only for that person, for whoever else you have in mind for her, Father God. Let, if there's a prophecy, Father God, let it flow out of her in Jesus' name, that there would be nothing to hold her back, no resistance, that it will be natural,
mm-hmm.
that it's such ease, Father God. We just thank you for that. We just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your servant, Valerie, for her willing heart to minister because she loves you, because she loves you, and she loves those that you love too. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name,
and amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're going to see. It's fun. I know when years ago when I started, I was like, wow, I didn't even know I was doing it and how I was ministering to people. And they would look at me and I'm like, why are they looking at me that way? They were just amazed at what was coming out of my mouth. And I was like, you know, I was like, are these people weird? Why are they acting so weird
mm-hmm.
with me? And it was not me. It was the words of God coming through me. Then as I grew more mature, I would realize, oh. And I found it fun. It was fun. Felt so good being under that anointing. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. You're probably already doing it and don't realize you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do think
yeah.
that I know that there have been some times where I feel like, you know, the Lord is definitely leading me in what to say and what to pray,
mm-hmm.
you know. So mm-hmm. I think that's true.
You're going to identify when it's you and when it's the Holy Spirit flowing through you. You're going to see. You're going to see the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. I love it. Ooh, this feels good. And you know it's the presence of God. And the more you learn to identify it, the more
yeah.
the stronger it's going to get. The stronger you're going to identify it. You're more aware of it. Oh, you're like, oh, this is good. You're going to sense it in your spirit, man, in your belly. You'll sense it. A lot of times I sense it there in my belly. And it flows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like rivers of life flowing out of me. There's a song that sings like that, too. I have a river of life flowing out of me. Make the lame to walk and the blind to see. Open prison doors, set the captives free. I got a river of life flowing out of me.
Wow, that
yeah.
takes me back to my college days. I haven't heard that in a long time.
I love that song. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful song. Every once in a while, those little songs will flow, come out of me. So,
yeah,
Valerie, it's time to minister. It's time to, and you're going to notice this is going to happen more and more because the days are getting darker and people need to hear. And we got to get all the people that we can into the kingdom of God because things are happening
mm-hmm.
so rapid. And it's getting so dark so people don't, the enemy's working overtime. And so God is using us.
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So don't
Amen.
Don't pull back. Move forward, and you're already doing the right thing. You're praying. You're praying first. So praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo! Work,
praise
work, 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 work.
I'm ready to work. I'm ready.
Yeah, there's a song that I got to download it, but I got to figure it out how to download it from the phone. I usually play the songs that I download onto the system on PGN, but without a computer, mm-hmm. I can't do it right now. But I have a song. There's one that talks about working that I'll play maybe in the near future. But, yeah, it's time to work. If we can't sit down. The harvest is ready. The harvest is ready, and we got to go out there. The workers have to go out there. The harvest is ready. So it's time to work. All right, girl. Is there anything else you would like prayer for, or would you like to give me a testimony of what the Lord has done for you?
I can do both.
All right.
I would like to start with a prayer request. In the last several weeks, it's been really, really difficult trying to co-parent with my ex-husband. Mm-hmm. And he's just been really just mean and cruel and, you know, just seems so hateful. And I, you know, just saying things and belittling me and all the, you know, just like it's just... But it's got me, it has me on edge and, you know, stressed out, like, you know, oh gosh, what is he going to, you know, say in the next email or the next text, or, you know, it's just kind of, I feel unsettled, and, you know, I just need wisdom in how best to deal, just how, you know, how do I, just wisdom and strength just to continue to walk through this situation, because it's a, you know, two of my kids live with me, one lives with him, and I don't think, I really, the one that's living with him, I don't think it's the best setup for him. And mm-hmm. so I just, you know, I don't know what to do, but just in the, you know, in the day-to-day, like I, you know, we can't even have a, I don't even know how to describe it, but it's just got me very stressed out. And, you know, ask the Lord for help, but it just, you know, I hope to see some light at the end of the tunnel, but it just doesn't, you know, we just don't see eye to eye. And I can tell that it's starting to affect me, and, you know, what I don't want is for it to affect the kids. And, so I just need prayer, 'cause I don't know how to approach it. I mean, I'm praying for him. I'm praying for the situation. But I just need wisdom.
Well, I understand. I have family members that are in that predicament. But this is the word of God in Ephesians says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. In other words, we don't wrestle with people. The enemy uses mm-hmm. them. But our fight is not against the people. It's against the enemy behind those attitudes, that argumentative spirit and all that. And so I suggest the armor of God. Make sure you have your armor on and mm-hmm. pray in the spirit. When you pray in the spirit, the enemy doesn't know what you're praying. And you lift that person up, this gentleman up in prayer. And you ask God to give mm-hmm. you wisdom on what to say. And when you do talk to him, you say, you know what, always going to be family, whether we're married or not, because we have children together. That links us as family. And whether we like it or not, we have to make it work for them because we love them. And I'm going to respect you. So, and I need you to respect me in front of them, because if we're going to make this work to help them, we need to respect each other. And just, you know, you're going to have some people you have to tell them over and over again, but without prayer, praying in the spirit, I'm telling you, praying in the spirit is powerful. I remember praying for mm-hmm. this one person, and I couldn't make this person understand. They would get really offended when I would try to explain some things of scripture, and they would get mad. And this person was a believer. And I continued praying. The Lord had me praying in tongues for this person. And I even told the person, I'm praying for you. The Lord told me to pray for you. And I didn't know how to pray for that person. I just prayed in tongues. Do you know that a couple of weeks after that, that person's eyes were open to the scriptures, things that I had been saying all along for so many years, explaining to them, and they didn't get it. But the Holy Spirit went in and allowed them to understand. They started reading something in some part of the scriptures because they heard Prophet Randy say something, and they were like, you know what? I'm sorry. You were right. Now I understand what you were trying to tell me all along, and that's why the Holy Spirit had. There's some things we can't say with words. We just have to pray them and, you know, pray them through, that we allow the Holy Spirit to work in their lives. The Holy Spirit is the one that is going to do the convincing. And so some people won't accept it, and you know, but you can, whatever the enemy means for evil, it's going to turn around for your good. But as far as you losing your peace over it, stay armored up, pray in the Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to help you and to not let these things bother you. And when this person sees that it doesn't bother you, sometimes, you know, the enemy uses people to come to bother us in areas that he knows that is going to irk us. But if it does, if we're dead to that, and the Holy Spirit has worked in that in our lives, if you're dead to something, it ain't going to cause a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It won't cause a reaction because you're dead. It's no longer you that lives. But there's some things that we have to let God work it through us or through them, through prayer. And it's not a quick fix. He's going to give you the wisdom. And as you're praying more in the Spirit, your words are going to come out different towards him too. They're going to be the right words. It's going to be God through you. And it'll minister to him. They'll come out with an anointing. As you seek the Lord and you pray,
yes.
And they'll come out anointed. And God's anointed words are powerful. They pack a punch.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and so as you're praying for him, you know, that there be unity, that there be love, whatever the Holy Spirit guides you to do, to pray, you're going to see it. But you have to pray. You have to spend the time seeking him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to guide you. He's going to give you the guidance. That's what I was talking about earlier in Psalms 72, where it talks about that as we seek him, that he gives us guidance. Where was it? Let me see. I think it was it 18? No, let's see. Oh, I'm in the wrong notebook. I have so many notebooks that I write things down. There is something that talks about it, you know, as we seek him and he guides us and gives us counsel. And that's how we are blessed. When we trust in him and we seek him, he counsels us. Lord, I know it's in 73. He counsels us. He gives us counsel. I don't know where I put it. I know it's in here somewhere. Anyway, just read Psalm 73, and it shows what the person that's blessed does and what the person that is wicked does. And so we don't, we don't want to get ourselves wrapped up in their ways. And one of the ways that the blessed person, the person that trusted in God, is by staying pure in your heart, by seeking his word and allowing him to give you counsel. And so you have victory. The person that's wicked is not going to seek God. They're going to seek the world. So the Holy Spirit is our teacher. He's our guide. He's going to show us. He's going to show us exactly what we need.
I'm telling you, it worked for me that day. And I'm like, what do I do for this person? They don't want to understand. They were almost angry every time I opened my mouth to say certain things, and they didn't believe that. But when I started praying, the Holy Spirit had me praying for that person. And I knew it, mm-hmm. but I didn't know what I was praying for. But it was that. And it made a big difference in that person's life afterwards. Mm-hmm. They were like their eyes opened. Like scales came off of their eyes. They realized, wow, she was right. And then something else would happen. She was right. She's been telling me this all along. So I've been saying mm-hmm. stuff, and it wasn't that God wasn't with me. It was that, you know, there's some things that need prayer, and sometimes even fasting, because they're so powerful that they're so strong. There's a stronghold there, that sometimes some certain things are so ingrained, it's almost like, you know, you see an animal with nails and it tries to get its claws into its victim. The more mm-hmm. the stronghold, the nails are deeper embedded. It has a stronger grip on its victim. And so we need to pray sometimes fast, you know, but you let God guide you as to what you need to do next. As you pray in tongues, mm-hmm. you're going to know it's going to be natural. It's going to come natural to you. Oh, I think I'm going to do this today. And it was the Holy Spirit, and you didn't realize it was the Holy Spirit. And you thought it was you because your voice sounds the same as the Holy Spirit. The voice of the devil sounds like your voice, you know, and you have to learn to distinguish which one's which. Mm-hmm. The more you're in scripture, you're going to learn to distinguish that voice. If that's coming from God, if that's your voice, if that's the Holy Spirit, if that's the enemy's voice. The more you read the Word of God and spend time with the Lord, you're going to know. You know, like you know someone, the closer you are to them, you know that person. You know what how they think. You know what they like. You know what they like to eat. Mm-hmm. They're going to say next sometimes when you're really close to them. Well, the same thing with God. The closer you are with God, you're going to know what you have to do. You're going to know what he wants from you. So let's pray for him. Father, in the name
Can
of
I
Jesus,
also,
Lord, we lift up. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wanted to add just one thing. I just also wanted to ask for just a hedge of protection around my kids. And because, you know, I don't know if he's going to try to get custody of the kids, but, you know, he's filed some motions in the last week that kind of give me that indication. And,
are they 18?
You know, no, they're young. I mean, they're 7, 10, and 12.
Yeah, usually the courts won't give them to the father. They'll give them to the mother, unless the mother is a misfit and done so many things, the courts will not give them to the father. They won't give them
to
the father.
I mean, we currently have 50-50 custody, physical
mm-hmm.
and legal, but because of COVID,
mm-hmm.
we don't see things the same there, and we're not following our agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I just, you know, I. One of the things I just, you know, like trying to paint me in this most recent motion,
mm-hmm.
you know, really painted me and it tried to paint me in a very negative light, or that I'm, you know, careless, or just, you know, not
unless
the
you're
ideal
a drug
parent.
Addict and you're a drunkard and you're into drugs and this and that, that puts the kids in danger. The courts are not going to listen to nonsense.
It really is
Mm-mm.
nonsense.
Yeah, don't worry. You're worrying about nothing. But we'll pray, and we'll lift everything we need
mm-hmm.
to lift up in prayer. So we'll lift that up
okay,
in prayer.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up Valerie and her situation, Father God. I just pray
mm-hmm.
that you protect her children, Father God. I pray, Father God, that this man loves his children, Lord,
mm-hmm.
but he's going about it the wrong way, Father God. But I just pray that you would just touch his heart and help him to realize that the benefit for their children is to get along, and that things will work smoother, Father God, with his cooperation. And I just pray, Father God, whatever the enemy is trying to do in this, we bind it from operating within their relationships, Father God. I pray, Father God, that your angels watch each and every one of them, the children, Valerie, this gentleman's mind, Father God. I ask you, Father God, that you will bring unity. We bind that spirit of division, of strife and division during trouble, Father God. And we just pray, Father God, for unity, for love and compassion for each other, Father God. Father, I just pray for a spirit of understanding, and that you work things together for the good of the whole family, Father God. And that understanding, that there be understanding, Father God, and that there won't be anger, Father God. I pray that you turn things around, Father God. If you've done it for other people where there's been marriages that are breaking up, and then you turn and do a beautiful thing in a marriage, Father God, you could do it for this family too, Father God. You could turn the situation around where it's beneficial for everybody, Father God. You want peace. You want unity. You want love, Father. Well, this is what we pray, and we ask you, Father God, to touch and give Valerie wisdom. Give this man wisdom, Father God, and protect his children. Give them peace, that Father God, that they don't see this this fighting back and forth, Father God, causing anxiety and depression within them. I pray, Father God, that even though they're separated, Father God, that there still be love, Father God, that each person, the adults here, Father God, that they will find a common place where they would all be able to be a blessing to each other, and to help each other, that there be friendship also, Father God. I pray, Father God, that they be friendly with one another in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for that friendship that you touch this family with in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for that.
Thank
I ask you that you turn them as friends, Father God, for the good of these children. That not friends that they hang out, but friends that they're friendly with each other, Father God, where they help each other, that even though they don't want to be married to each other, but that they're friendly towards each other in Jesus' name. I pray this for the children. I pray this for them individually. I thank you, Father God, for the things that you're going to do to turn things around for them. And I thank you in Jesus' name for them, Father God. And Lord, let there be a plan. Let there be a plan, Father God, that you give them to turn things around for the good of everybody, that everybody wins in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know that it's hard. I have family members going through that, and it is difficult, but there's nothing impossible with God. And if the other person refuses, God will make it happen for those that are trying to walk in peace, and that's you. So regardless of what happens, God is going to bless you. Okay? But you have to stay where you're supposed to stay and not get into strife and not get, allow the enemy to use you either. So that's why you pray in tongues, you stay in God's word, and you watch, and that God's going to bless you regardless of what anybody else does. And your children will be blessed. Your children will see this. This is all an experience that your children are going to see in the future, and they're going to know what truth is, the truth is in the whole thing, how you behave, how he behaves. But remember, they need their dad. They need their dad. Even good, bad, or whatever, it's better to have a dad than not have a dad.
Absolutely.
It's better to have a dad in their lives, whether he's the perfect dad or not. But, they may teach him something. They may teach him something. And so he's a person. He needs to be a dad too.
he needs to be be allowed to have his children with them. I know it's not easy, but it's healthier for your children. Whether you like him or not, it's still a blessing for them to have their dad around. Because you know what? Those kids, once they're 18, 19, 20, they're out the door and they're on their own. And you don't have no more say in their lives. And he won't have any more say in their lives. So it's best to try to get along with them now in the short time that you have them. How old are they?
7, 10, and 12.
Okay, so think about it. Another 10, 11, 12 years. That's probably what you got. Kids are leaving home earlier and earlier. And you may not have the opportunity. It's better for them to be with their dad than to be later on without. They won't want to be with either you or him if they see too much strife. They want to. They'll want to go on their own. But if they see that you guys get along, they'll want to stay around and you'll have an influence on their lives. So it's best to work with each other and to get along because you can lose those kids. You know, they grow up so fast and before you know it, they're out the door and you don't have no more time with them. You see what I'm saying? So he is, he needs to be with them too. He needs to have his input. It's healthier. It's proven. In psychology, it's shown that kids are healthier when they have their dad around. Even if it's at home, being married to a mother and they don't get along, it's still better than not having one in them around in their life. It's still better.
Yeah. And I don't want them to feel rejected, you know, and that's a concern.
They need dad, you know, too, so, you know.
Yeah.
You know, there's this lady, Joan Hunter. Her husband, they had four daughters, I think it was three or four daughters, and they were in ministry. And she gives her testimony that her ex-husband came to her one day and told her that he wanted a divorce, that he was gay. And it created a big mess in the church, too, because of the embarrassment of all of that. Well, he leaves. She ends up with cancer that same week. And then she's alone. And then she has to raise these girls really by herself because, you know. And then as they got older, they were spending more time with the dad. And he was doing all kinds of stuff. Getting drunk and letting the girls do whatever they wanted. And she was like, Lord, what do I do? She just wanted to scream at them, but she prayed. She prayed and let God guide her in prayer. And she left the daughters in God's hands. She said, they're yours, God. And so she prayed for them and she prayed for them. And do you know they're all now serving? That was a phase, and the enemy dropped it. Yeah. She started praying. The enemy had to let go of those girls, and they're all serving God in one way or another. Yeah, and she is so proud of her daughters. She's so proud of her daughters, but she went through a hiccup there for a while. But prayer worked. Prayer worked. She had a lot of battles. But sometimes, you know, the enemy knows that there's going to be a blessing ahead, and he wants to take that away from you. So there is a battle. There is a battle, and the battle is the Lord's. And so you have to remind yourself of it. Lord, this is your battle. They're your daughters. They're your children. And, you know, you pray that way, and you continue, and he'll guide you. He'll guide you.
Thank you.
You need to look that lady up, Joan Hunter. And her story.
Okay.
Yes. Her parents were great evangelists. They were called the Happy Hunters. And they were in the healing ministry many, many years ago. And they passed away already. But she wasn't one to follow what they did. And God uses her in healing, but not in the same way that her parents were used. They were wonderful people. And
there's a long story there, a lot of healing. God did a lot of healing in this woman's life. And she remarried, and she's got story upon story upon story. She's come out in Marilyn Hickey's
mm-hmm.
ministry. She comes out a lot on her shows. And
okay.
on Sid Roth, you can find her the archives of Joan Hunter there. She's gone through a lot, and God has used her mightily. God uses her in healing, in emotional healing, in physical healing, just like her parents. Yeah, I'm surprised you don't know about her.
Her name does not ring a bell, but I will absolutely check her out, or you know, try to find
to
her and you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see videos on her YouTube, a lot of healing, about healing, emotional healing. But that lady went through a hell and back. I mean, talk about
mm-hmm.
embarrassment and heartache, cancer, a lot of stuff. She's got story upon story of things that have happened to her since she was young. And she had amazing parents that were very loving to her, but she went through a lot. But anyway, if God did it for her, he can do it for you.
He can do it for me.
And we're believing
Amen.
For that. We're believing for that unity and love that will permeate your family in Jesus' name. Amen?
In Jesus' name. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You continue calling. We'll continue to pray. All right?
Okay. God bless you. You have a nice evening.
You too. Is there anything else you would like to
okay.
say? No?
I'm good.
All right. Well, God
okay.
bless you. You have a wonderful week.
God bless you.
See, let's go back to 234-327. We did already pray for them. 234-327. They're still in La La Land. That's okay. God bless them with sweet sleep. All right. I don't see any more callers. Some have hung up. I guess they got sleepy too. Well, all right. I'm going to finish the show. You guys be blessed. And we'll be here back next week, God willing. Remember, stay prayed up. Seek the word. Seek his counsel in Jesus' name. All right, one moment here. Let me play something. All right, good night. God bless, and you have a wonderful week.
Time you see me through, I know I'm safe, you'll never